Well, thank you for those comments. It's awkward to just sit there and hear them say that, but Bill Ford Jr. and Coach Schwartz and Tom, I really appreciate those words. And that's a great honor to already have it be announced that to be in the Ring of Fame. Tom, though, I've seen the poster. That's for the current Ring of Fame players, and there's a color half and there's a black and white half. And I better be in the color half. Anyways, let's start here. I released my retirement statement last week, and I said that I made this decision with a lot of prayer. And it was an extremely hard decision, and the decision wasn't obvious to me to make, and so that's why I said I prayed a ton. Every NFL season is mentally and emotionally and physically draining, especially the unsuccessful ones. So these last few months after this season, I waited quite a while before I started to train hard. And so as the spring started to come on and the dead time after a season evaporated, I began to prepare. And when I started working out hard again, all the systems were kind of a go, except one, and that was my heel. And while my heel pain has not been incapacitating, it was still bothering me after all the rest and the rehab and things that I had done and realized that could be a problem. And it was its worst after kicking. So part of me realized that lots of guys play hurt. I've played hurt, and that's just kind of the story of the NFL. I thought, well, I can fight through it. I'd done it before. But another side of me this time was really resisting the thought of doing it again, playing compromised and hurt. So eventually you get to the point where the team needs to make a decision. I need to make a decision. And I decided that I didn't want to play hurt anymore. I didn't want to have special running exercises and lifting where everybody else was doing their own thing. I didn't want to have to explain how come I wasn't kicking the ball hard today or why I needed a couple extra days off. I wanted to play my best, and I decided to retire because I wasn't sure I could do that. And so that's how I came to the decision. So I retired. And today initially has to be a day of thanks. There are a ton of people that I should thank. I've formally written them down so I don't forget most of them. Somebody's feelings are going to get hurt here because I don't know how to thank everybody that's been with me for 21 years. So I start first with my wife. My biggest and most important thank you to my wife. We shared all the highs and lows of an NFL career together. And I believe that our marriage is stronger after 21 years. And that might be the best stat. I made it. So she gets most of credit for that, and we both give thanks to God. To my kids, it has been really special that you guys have been old enough to see me play, to understand it, to enjoy the Lions, to experience all the games. I do want to thank my family, my father, Doug, my mother, Cheryl, my brother, Travis, who might be watching this live. Their support and love was there from the start, and I love them all. To Mr. and Mrs. Ford, second important after all my family, I want to say that it has been an amazing honor to play for your football team. And not just play for your football team, but to only play for your football team. It's been a privilege to get to know your family. It's been a privilege to get to know you and your kids and your grandkids. And thank you for always, through the years, being so kind and personable. It's been a great honor. And to all the rest of the Ford family that I have met and spent time with, my family and I have enjoyed interacting with you through the years. And it has, again, been a huge privilege of ours. I do, though, want to say a special thank you to Bill Ford Jr. And his family as well. I have appreciated our conversations and time throughout the years on the football field, on the soccer field, and off the field. I have great respect for your leadership and your sincerity. I do want you to know that you made me a better athlete, though, and that you specifically made me a stronger athlete. I want to say that because early in my career, I realized that you were coming into the Lions weight room and you were working out. You were pulling out the players' workout cards, and you are specifically pulling out mine. And I want you to know that that made me really mad, because obviously that my workout card wasn't intimidating to you. So I made sure that I could lift as hard as I could after that. And so thank you for that. And can I get some water? And that's a true story.
Excuse me.
I want to thank my agent, Jack Mills. I'm proud that after 21 years, you were the one representing me. Your professionalism and then your integrity represented me in the best way. I do want to also mention Dave Wilson, who was our volunteer team chaplain for my whole career, and his wife, Ann Wilson. They impacted Kathleen and I in ways that will last forever. So when we come to the organization, there are so many wonderful people that I've had the pleasure of knowing and working with in the organization. And again, I don't have the slightest idea how to mention all of them that need and deserve to be mentioned. Tim and Kim and Bill and Danny and Matt and Charlie and Mark and JB and another Tim and Jason and Ted and Bert and Judy and Joanne and Terry, and I don't know where to stop. And I'm probably in trouble for even starting the list, because there are so many people that have impacted me. I feel guilty for doing it. I hope that everyone in the organization knows that I'm not able to mention all of you, and my sincere apologies. You've made my time with the Lions very special. There's one group that does need to be mentioned specifically, and that was the training staff and the medical staff. Unfortunately, I got to know them. Dean, Al, Chris, Joe, Dr. Anderson, and the other doctors through the years, and formerly Kent Fall. Thank you for all the efforts for getting me ready to play through the injuries, and you're a big part of why I was able to play 21 years. And a special shout-out to Joe Recknagel, who I was with my whole career, and I absolutely cannot believe that he outlasted me. So, after the combine, the NFL combine in 1992, I did well, but I was numb to the process. I didn't know how it worked. I had just a couple teams come visit me at Washington State, and one of them was the Detroit Lions. And that day, Ron Hughes and Frank Gans came out and worked me out on the field and took me through some kicking exercises. There was also someone who I didn't notice right away, and he was standing on the sideline, and he was smoking a cigar. And it was Coach Wayne Fonts. And I should have known that they were there, that it was a big deal. Thankfully, I didn't quite get the seriousness of the situation, and I kicked well. And I want to thank them for taking the chance on drafting a kicker and bringing me here to the team. A special remembrance for Frank Gans. He passed away in 2009, but he was a major influence on me early in my career as far as understanding professionalism, what it means to play at the highest levels, the high-performance business, as he would call it, and he was a great influence on me. I also want to recognize, out of all the special teams coaches, who I appreciate all of them, I do want to remember and recognize, not remember, he's still alive, but Chuck Prefer, who was another great influence on me. I played with him the longest. Chuck drove me crazy. I believe the feeling was definitely mutual. But he was a great coach, and he was pivotal in my development as a kicker, and he's a friend. Him and his wife are friends, and so I want to thank him as well. In football, a kicker gets the glory and he gets the blame. But as every NFL kicker learns throughout his career, that it's always the holder's fault. But actually, what you come to realize is that while you're out there, my job is the direct result of what the snappers and the holders do, and that we're a team, and that they are crucial to my success. That, yes, I become the spokesperson, and it's my kick, but it's our job. And I have had great ones throughout my career. So thank you, Mike and Tony and Dave and Jim and Bradford, who's here, Mark and Greg and Leo and Eric and Ben and Ryan, all of you. And I want to specifically mention John Jett, who I played with for a long time here, was a good friend. But above all, Don Muehlbach, who's here, and Nick Harris, who are great friends. And some of my best years were with them, and that is definitely no accident. And I'll admit it for the first time that they're the reason that I had some really good stats. Moving from there, I guess, just to all my teammates, you know, over the years, it's you that I'll remember the most. All the friendships and the fun and the traveling and the hard work and the pain and the excitement and the losses and the wins. I'll remember that I played with some of the best athletes in the world. I played with Heisman Trophy winners, NFL record holders, an NFL MVP, a possible NFL MVP, take your pick of a couple. I played with some of the best athletes in the world. And I played with great leaders, and I played with great players, and people who are not going to get the recognition they deserve because we had some years of losing. And so awards and accolades and recognition come with winning, and they don't with losing. And so I remember you guys, and I know everyone that played with you remember you as well. I know you have my utmost respect, because even though I have once in a while tricked myself into believing that I was an NFL football player, one quick look in the mirror said no. And also I respect the effort that you guys have put in. I have come to greatly respect the toll that an NFL game can take on a player's body and the guys out there doing it. I appreciate everything. So to the fans, you know, I don't know what to say that hasn't been said. Detroit has the best fans. Every NFL city claims to have the best fans, but I have proof. I was there through years of losing, and I saw the full stadiums, and I saw the nearly full stadiums that I believe would have been impossible anywhere else. I've even seen protests. I've seen apathy throughout the league. I've seen half-full stadiums everywhere else. I have not seen protests. And I think that in a dark way, that's a cool thing to think about how much the fans love and care about the Lions and the football. I thank you for your loyal support of the team all the years. And I hope and I believe that the team is on track to give you the team that you deserve. And so that will be something special when it happens.